Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perek Vav, Mishnah Beis, Chapter 6, Mishnah 2. We learned in the previous Mishnah that somebody who doesn't agree that there is something called an Erev is considered like a non-Jew pertaining to the laws of Erev. This Mishnah is wondering what the halacha would be, what the law would be by a tzeduki. What's a tzeduki? A tzeduki is a Jewish person. However, he is a heretic. He agrees that the Torah Shebichtav, the written Torah, is true. But he doesn't agree that Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral law, is true. And the reason they were called Tzedukim was because they were around during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and their leader was a guy by the name of Tzadok. Tzadok was a student of Antignos ben Silcho. And that was a Tzeduki. So the Gemara, the question here is, what's going to be the halacha with a Tzeduki? Is he considered like a Jew or not? The Gemara explains that actually the introductory sentence of the Mishnah is not written in the Mishnah by mistake. And this is really what the introductory sentence is. The introductory sentence would say, Tzeduki areu kenachri, that a tzeduki is like a non-Jew. Rambam Gamliel lomer eino kenachri. Rambam Gamliel says he's like a Jew. He's not like a non-Jew. And that he could be mevato rishus. And he could say, I want to let anyone come into my property. I want to make my property ownerless. And you don't have to rent it from him like you would usage from him, pay him for the usage like you would with a non-Jew, like we saw in the previous Mishnah. And now, Rambam Gamliel brings something that he heard from his father. Amar Rambam Gamliel. Rambam Gamliel says, Maisa b'tzeduki acha. There was a story with a tzeduki, a Sadducee, Shayadari Imanu b'mave b'Yerushalayim, that he lived with us in the same alley in Yerushalayim. And he told us, you know what, don't worry about it. I'm being mevato rishus, I'm declaring my ownership, my jurisdiction, as if it doesn't exist, and therefore you can carry in the chatzar. Varmelo Abba, and our father said to us, Maru, quickly, hurry up. Vayotzias kol hakelim l'mave, and bring stuff into the alleyway. If we bring stuff into the alleyway, Achelo Yotzi, before the Tzeduki brings out his stuff into the alleyway, then the law is that it's permitted, permissible to carry. But if, let's say, the Tzeduki will come first, V'yesar Aleichem, the Tzeduki will prohibit upon us, if he brings his kelim, his vessels, his objects into the mavi, into the alleyway first, then he can retract his original bittul reshus of allowing you to be in that property, and then he won't be able to carry there. But if we go there first, then the Tzeduki can no longer take away his ownership, his rishus, because we're there already, and that would be sufficient. Rabbi Yehuda says, b'lashon acher, in a different way, he holds that a tzeduki is like a non-Jew, and that the tzeduki can't be mevato rishus, he can't declare it ownerless or give other people permission. And he said over, ma'aru v'asu tzarchev l'moy, that Rabbi Gamliel's father said, quickly, do what you need to do in the alleyway right before Shabbos, ad shelo yotzi, before the day goes away, not till he brings his stuff out, but till the day goes away. That means to say, until it gets dark and it's already Shabbos, v'yasar aleichem, then you no longer could carry in there, for the Tzeduki doesn't want you to be in there. So according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, they wouldn't be able to carry in the Mavoi and Shabbos if the Kusi didn't let them. And what he was telling them was, take everything out of here before Shabbos, so that in case for some reason we can't use the Mavoi, we'll be well prepared. Wishing you a beautiful Erev Shabbos, a wonderful, peaceful upcoming Shabbos, a Shabbos of health, a Shabbos of happiness, a Shabbos of peace and tranquility and connection to our souls.